Chapter 6, Applying Music at the Bedside. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, a charm to sadness, gaiety and life to everything. It is the essence of order and leads to all that is just and good and beautiful. Aristotle. During the course of applying healing music at the bedside, the three major elements of music that affect the listener most are rhythm, harmony, and melody. Our work is an art form in which we observe, analyze, and create what is needed in the moment. In so doing, we should feel free to change rhythm, harmony, and melody to meet the immediate need of the patient. When we break down these three major elements, we see that they are the foundation of healing music. The more minor elements of music, such as texture, duration, volume, and dynamics, work that support and complement the major three elements. Music creator. The musical creator is a being comparable to the gods, and music itself the supreme mystery of the science of man. Claude Levi Strauss, The Raw and the Cooked. In our culture, you are seen as either a good musician or a music maker. With today's perfectly tuned instruments and perfectly timed is played by perfect top 10 musicians, we inadvertently discredit everybody else who does not meet society's concept of perfection. The good news is that music is not just for children or for the exceptionally gifted. Anyone can make music who has the will and genuine love for it. As the creator of music, you will manipulate the major musical elements, rhythm, harmony, and melody, at your own level of skill. In this work, all levels of skill count. There is application for all types of music. The music creator's love and compassion for the music is what is really being communicated to the listener. One of the keys to applying healing music is in the communication of the unseen created by the sound of music, sensing between the lines. Here is where the Buddhist term ku, K-U, can be realized. The Buddhist concept of ku describes what is invisible potential, in our case, communication potential. Quote, all things are formed from elements which are ultimately ku in nature and through bonding, which is also ku, unquote. Words and musical sounds are the carriers of this invisible potential. Ku is transported within the message. It can be a part of feeling, also the feeling, emotion, and imagery elicited in the listener. The result is ku, the potential of the union. As the creator of music, you have more power than you may believe. Behind your music is your patience, humility, and humanity. Passion cannot help but be compassionate and loving. Your passion, tenderness, and heart will extend themselves to free the listener. In the definitive difference between static and dynamic music, it is the moment, the presence of mystery that can become the voice of the spirit, and that is what makes the difference. Your essence is what comes through in your music, regardless of your skill level. Rhythmic music. It is necessary for us to understand that rhythm is nature's way, and it is up to our species to learn as much as possible about how these remarkable processes affect our lives. Hall, The Dance of Life. Rhythm adds the dimension of time and movement to music. We live in a world of rhythms and cycles. Being in rhythm or in sync is important to us. It gives us a feeling of consistency, belonging, and comfort. Every day we get up in the morning, eat meals. Every night we go to bed. The sun always rises and sets. Our bodies seem to be regulated by circadian rhythms, breaths, and heartbeats per minute. Rhythms are necessary to survive in the world we live in. Studies show that music can be effective in stabilizing the rhythms of the human body. In 1995 study in the neonatal intensive care unit at Women's Hospital in Baton Rouge showed that for those premature babies who listened to gentle rhythmic lullabies, quote, heart rates and breathing rates were closer to normal than in the babies where no music was applied, unquote. In another study by Brown, Chen, and Dworkin, Music in the Control of Human Pain, music was seen to facilitate the slow, deep breathing process in patients when they heard reinforcing slow tempos and constant rhythmic patterns. When we hear music, the sound is picked up by the auditory nerve, where the signal is taken to the part of the brain called the medulla oblongata. Quote, "The subcortical structures of the brainstem, particularly the medulla oblongata, are chiefly responsible for the control of many autonomic functions, including heart and respiration rate functions that are obviously pulsative and rhythmic," unquote. In simpler words, both auditory processing and control of the lungs and heart reside physically close together in the brain. Cases have been reported that when musicians have played music at the bedside at a steady tempo, irregular heartbeats of patients came into sync with the beat of the music. The monitor to which the patients were connected showed stabilization of their heartbeats. The association may be, says Dr. Joseph P. Scartelli, that, quote, "rhythmically formatted input creates a sympathetic reciprocity which certain areas of the brainstem, by virtue of the natural innate pulsative functions of these areas, entrain automatically," unquote. In Psychology of Music, Carl Seashore lists 11 qualities of rhythm. Favors perception by grouping, adjusts the strain of attention, gives us a feeling of balance, gives us a feeling of freedom, luxury, and expanse, gives us a feeling of power, stimulate and lulls, is instinctive, finds resonance in the whole organism, arouses sustained and enriching association, reaches out in extraordinary detail and complexity with progressive master, results in play, which is the free self-expression for the pleasure of expression. The following is a composite sample case from my own experience and that of other practitioners. It is an example of how the body will pick up on the beat of the music. The patient was dying, but unable to lie down, for the pressure on his lungs was too severe. He was propped up in bed, unconscious, connected to a heart monitoring machine and oxygen. This attending nurse asked the healing musician to come in to play for him. He was experiencing restless anxiety, even though he was unconscious. His body would jerk and twist. His heart rate was arrhythmic. As the practitioner played, she slowly adjusted the tempo to a slow, calming rhythm, about 60 beats per minute, and his body slowly ceased its thrashing. The meter indicated that his heartbeat had calmed down to 60 beats. The healing musician continued to play well past the time he became stabilized. His restlessness faded, and he seemed to enter a deep sleep. He died peacefully the next day. Duple versus triple time. Time signatures may be broken down into two categories, duple time and triple time. Duple time is defined as units of musical time that can be divided by 2 or 4, such as 2-4 and 4-4. Triple time is defined as units of time that can be divided by 3, such as 3-4 and 6-8. Historically, by the 13th century, secular music had been organized around triple time. The 14th century saw the emergence of the new art, which used triple as well as duple as basic divisions of rhythm. Although there are no known studies on which to base the following statements, it's worthy to note that music played in triple may elicit more of a physical response in the listener than music played in duple. The pulse of triple time has a defined structure in just the right places to help elicit physical responses such as foot and finger movements. A lively example of this is the Irish jig. A mellower example is the waltz. Consider playing in triple time music to match those already merry, or move individuals into merriment from soothing or sad music, for example. Duple time tends to be consistent, secure, and predictable. Its tendency is to balance and stabilize. Duple time may be soothing and relaxing, especially when played at slower speeds. Consider playing in duple time to match the soothing and sad strains of music. If we were to compartmentalize duple and triple against the three strains of music, they might look something like this. Soothing, duple. Sad, duple and triple. Merry, triple. Of course, any meter, whether it be duple or triple, might be applied any time. However, the science of using these concepts comes into action when consideration is taken for the patient's condition, the family, the environment, and you. Whether one plays duple or triple, the speed at which the tune is played will, of course, play a major role. Non-rhythmic music. Music that gentlier on the spirit lies than tired eyelids upon tired eyes. Music that brings sweet sleep down from the blissful skies. Tennyson. Non-rhythmic or non-metered rhythms generally replicate natural sequential sounds of nature, such as falling rain, the ebb and flow of the ocean waves, songbirds, and the wind. This natural earth music is best emulated on resonant, acoustically generous instruments and voice. The sound of non-rhythmic music can be very effective and transcend physical pain and calm anxiety. The brain may become less active while listening to non-rhythmic music. This type of music may fall under the category of sedative music. Studies show the benefits of what some call sedative music. Clinicians refer to it as audio analgesia. Non-rhythmic music may work by helping to facilitate relaxation and reduce pain perception. By doing a measurement of the heart rate, blood pressure, muscle tension, skin temperature, gastric motility, and by asking for subjective patient feedback, researchers can show the results of sedative music on those experiencing pain and anxiety. Results indicate that sedative music can, quote, decrease the activity of the locus coeruleus in the brainstem and lead to relaxation, drowsiness, and sleep, unquote. Many patients experiencing pain and anxiety, and for whom I have played non-rhythmic music, have stated that they feel a sense of freedom and euphoria, a suspension in time, casting away apprehension, pain, and anxiety. It is my contention that non-rhythmic music works this enchantment because the listener eventually loses track of when the next beat will occur. The listener may feel a sense of release from expectation. This may be helpful for the sense of release from, this may be helpful for the actively dying patient as well. Without a definitive beat, the listener is cleared from relying on that steady, pronounced delineation of time. We may not realize how much energy it actually takes a person who is experiencing pain or anxiety to just listen to every beat. Non-rhythmic music may create a transcending mood, eliciting a contemplative feeling, turning the experience into a lulling one. For the dying, it may help them disengage from this life. Rhythmic music, stimulative, trance-like, mesmerizing, hypnotic. Arrhythmic, sedative, transcending, distracting, alleviative. One case where arrhythmic music played was in my work with an AIDS patient during the time when so many of these patients were losing their lives. I had played for her over the months she was in the facility. Sometimes she would want music, other times she wouldn't. This time, when I approached her bed, she turned her shrunken face towards me. Looking right into her eyes, I asked her if she wanted music that day. Her mouth was in a permanent open position, the skin of her cheeks pasted to her cheekbones. Her only response was a slight moan. I had assessed the situation with the nurses prior to entering the room where she lay alone. I knew she was ready to die. I played a familiar piece she had liked me to play, gently, steady, and carefully. Then I slowly changed to non-rhythmic music. The music ebbed and flowed with lots of quiet spots after phrases. I played for some time, occasionally looking up to watch her response. Finally, I looked up again the last time. There was something different about her. I saw she was lying perfectly still. As I continued to play, I focused on her chest to detect movement. Her chest did not rise, and I instantly knew that she was gone. I continued to play for a while. Then I went to the nurse's station to inform them that she had died. Later, I received phone calls from staff thanking me for being with her when she passed. At least they said she was not alone when she died. Melody. Listen to it as it ebbs and flows or percusses, noting any rhythm and melody. Often one sound will suddenly end and a new one enter. Allow yourself, without prejudice, to hear that sound fully. Sometimes they alternate, at other times they supersede one another. Many people hear only one sound for an entire lifetime. Leah Maggie Garfield, Sound Medicine. Of all the elements of music, melody is the most recognizable. Melody is a series of pitches carried in a pattern. A melody that falls in pitch for a long period can create a downcast mood, whereby a melody that rises in pitch for a long period can create tension or anxiety. Movie makers use these techniques in their soundtracks to emphasize the human experience. Two aspects of melody with which we may concern ourselves as healing musician are major and minor key signature characteristics. Although relative to the listener, some major keys may be stabilizing, whereas some minor keys may be unsettling to the listener. The historical musical terms hard and soft originate from medieval music theory. Hard tones were bright and eventually developed into major keys. Soft tones were dark and eventually developed into minor keys. Controversy continues over whether key signatures have specific qualities or unique characteristics. It's useful to tap into the possibilities and see for ourselves. The following describes the minor and major chords in the diatonic scale in C major and tells how major and minor characteristics may be interpreted. Modal interpretations accompanying harmony, major mood, hard, extraversed, I think they mean extroverted, outward, bright, stabilizing, merry, cheerful, pleasant. Minor mood, soft, introspective, inward, dark, unsettling, sad, weeping, unpleasant. Major root, C, F, and G. Minor root, D, E, A, and B. Major, first, fourth, and fifth. Minor chords, second, third, sixth, seventh diminished. As we saw in chapter 5, it was Johann Mattheson in 1713 who ventured to identify the characteristics of the full range of keys. Here are two more examples. C major, I feel myself wholly in myself, completely wakeful, completely present. Neither am I sunk in myself, nor am I out of myself. Without reflection, without enthusiasm, fully impartial, with a holy sobriety and prosaicness, feeling and deed are one. F minor, a dragon-like imprisonment in oneself and in one's own darkness, as against an inward turning toward another self. One way to experiment with minor and major keys is to play a tune, you know, in a major key, in a minor key. For instance, you might play a piece usually keyed in C major in A minor instead. If you can successfully pull yourself away from your conditioned response, automatic reaction, and listen to the piece with new ears, it might surprise you. By experimenting with minor and major keys, you can get a sense of how to apply these healing music tools. Familiar and unfamiliar music. By incorporating the techniques of playing familiar or unfamiliar music, a music healing musician can transport the patient into an invisible world of time or timelessness. It all happens within the listener's unseen perceptions. As we have discussed, familiar music can cause the listener to anchor a memory. See Chapter 2 for review on the anchor phenomenon. Recently, a colleague of mine experienced an example of an anchoring experience. He played for a patient of Balkan descent who had not responded for some weeks. The patient was awake, but not communicative. When he played a Balkan folk song on his guitar and was accompanied by the singing of the patient's sister, tears rolled down the patient's cheeks, exciting the family and caregivers who were present. It turned out to be a song the patient had sung with his sister in happier days. Oliver Sacks, MD, Music in the Brain, speaks about his experience with familiar music as a powerful healing agent regarding patients with encephalitis lethargica, a viral sleeping sickness. Quote, In 1966, there was no medication for any use to these patients. No medication. Sorry, there was a technical glitch. I am starting again with familiar and unfamiliar music. This is chapter 6. By incorporating the techniques of playing familiar or unfamiliar music, a music healing musician transforms an invisible world of time or timelessness. It all happens within the listener's unseen perceptions. As we have discussed, familiar music can cause the listener to anchor a memory. See chapter 2 for review on the anchor phenomenon. Recently, a colleague of mine experienced an example of an anchoring experience. He played for a patient of Balkan descent who had not responded for some weeks. The patient was awake, but not communicative. When he played a Balkan folk song on his guitar and was accompanied by the singing of the patient's sister, tears rolled down the patient's cheeks, exciting the family and caregivers who were present. It turned out to be a song the patient had sung with his sister in happier days. Oliver Sacks, MD, Music and the Brain, speaks about his experience with familiar music as a powerful healing agent regarding patients with encephalitis lethargica, a viral sleeping sickness. Quote, in 1966, there was no medication of any use to these patients. No medication, at least, for their frozenness, their Parkinsonian catatonic akinesia. And yet, it was common knowledge among the nurses and others that these patients could move on occasion, and with ease and grace, which seemed to belie their Parkinsonism, and that the most potent occasioner of such movement was music, unquote. In a specific case, Dr. Sacks relays an experience with a patient who was brought back to normalcy while she played a familiar Chopin piece on the piano beautifully. Even while she imagined the music, she, quote, knew all Chopin by heart, and we had only to say Opus 49 to her to see her whole body, posture, and expression change. Her Parkinsonism would vanish as F minor fantasy played itself in her mind, unquote. The rest of the time, she sat with one finger on her glasses. Such can be the power of familiar music. Unfamiliar music may create a sense of distance in the mind of the listener, creating thoughts and images. At first, unfamiliar music may produce as related to the fight or flight response, as the auditory stimuli travels through the auditory nerve to the medulla oblongata at the lowest brain level. It enters a structure called the reticular activating system, RAS. The job of RAS is to alert the cortex as the brain quickly attempts to recognize the sound. As the RAS qualifies the sound, our brain tries to find the best fitting experience. From what we know of the way the brain processes, in particular the left brain, right brain processes, we may postulate the following. Unfamiliar music may result in fantasy imaging. While the RAS is sending the signal to the cortex, it masks, quote, the sensory input from other senses, vision, touch. Because sensory input is decreased, our logical talking left brain is masked or quieted down, unquote. The right brain functioning is brought forth. This is the seed of, among other things, symbolization. If the RAS does not find an experienced familiar whole memory, the brain may work like a thesaurus. It may choose the first thing or groups of images or symbols it connects with, bringing it forward in our mind, creating a made-up image, but not actually relaying it in concrete terms. Quote, the whole process of imagery, therefore, has three stages, activating, retrieving, and reorganizing information, unquote. The thoughts and symbols that emerge may begin a series of fantasy images and ethereal figures leading to a possible disconnection of present time and place. Persons wishing to be taken away may benefit from unfamiliar music, especially if it is played in a non-metered manner. In my experience, those experiencing pain and anxiety are prime candidates for this type of music. The combination of unfamiliar melody, no melody, and non-metered music can work well to lift the perceptive conscious mind. ethnic and cultural responses. There can be three potentially strong human responses to ethnic and cultural music: distraction, emotion, and catharsis. The potential is in reviving long-lost memories because of the listener's strong ethnic or cultural identity with the music. As we have seen, the term anchor in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, denotes a means to secure strong images from the person's life through sensory stimulation via the five sensory entries. As healing musician, you do this primarily through the ears. Surprisingly, the listener can experience any or all of the five senses, smell, touch, hearing, sight, and taste, during a flashback. In our daily work, you have opportunities to encounter people from varying ethnic and cultural backgrounds, depending on where you live. You might become familiar with the various ethnic groups in your community. Ethnic and cultural music can bring back happy and sad moments. Examples of ethnic and cultural music styles: Mexican, Jewish, French, East Indian, Celtic, South American, Native American, Eastern European, Far Eastern, Romani, that is Gypsy, Middle Eastern, Balkan, American folk, Mediterranean, Russian folk. Historical and religious music. There is a wealth of potentially usable historical and religious music for playing healing music at the bedside of the ailing. Keep the principles of familiarity and unfamiliarity in mind when choosing. For instance, medieval chant is comprised of slightly discordant sounds that may elicit distraction, imagery, and relaxation responses. Religious music is another anchoring device that may bring up strong images. Know the limits of accessing religious or sacred music, such as from the Islamic faith and Jewish ritual chants. Caution should be taken to not offend anyone by misapplying music that is sacred music. Here are samples of historical and religious music types: religious, gospel, psalms, hymns, and spirituals; chant, Gregorian, Byzantine, Tibetan, Buddhist; period music, medieval, Renaissance, Baroque, romantic, classical; holiday music. Holiday music, specifically Christmas music, can be loaded with feeling and emotion. Because it is so potent in our culture, we should be cautious when considering its use. It may induce strong reactions, sadness, weeping, and depression. On the other hand, sometimes patients are clear enough to sing along happily. If they are cognitive, always ask your patients first if they would like to hear holiday music, then follow their guidance. Hearing Christmas music can affect relatives and loved ones. I let them initiate holiday music requests. Age-related and regional folk music. Age-related music is music that is specific to a patient's time in life when they were in their youth, sometime between the ages of 16 and 26. Generally, the music is lively and energetic, reminiscent of dance music of their time. This is physical music. It is music that gets the heart rate going, adrenaline pumping, and feet stomping. Every generation has its age-related music. The elder population of 70 years and older will recognize the oldest of popular music genres of the 20th century. The following is a collection of genres and their relative time periods: ragtime, 1900, jazz, 1910, tango, 1912, blues, 1912, samba, 1920 to 1930, swing, 1930, rock and roll, 1955, heavy metal, 1960, rap, 1970, new wave, 1980, waltz, 1900, charleston, 1910 to 1925, foxtrot, 1913, Dixieland, 1917, Boogie Woogie, 1930 to 40, Jitterbug, 1939, Beatles, 1960, Disco, 1970, punk rock, 1980, rap, hip and hop, 1980. It can be a challenge to generalize music. For instance, jazz has so many offshoots that it's impossible to put them in categories without having much overlap. But when you hear the music of your youth, it can take you back to a fresh place, a time of no limits, a time when you were young and thought you could live forever. Therapeutically, this music can be used to help restore self-image and vigor. It can be a way to introduce a session with a patient. Ask, what's your favorite type of music? Then work from there. Next to age-related music is regional or folk music. This music is largely found in rural America and is influenced by early immigrants. It continues to change with a continuing influx of immigrants. Regional music is music that is popular in the area of which the person spent their life or where they live. The following are some examples of regional music: bluegrass, Texano, Cajun, old time, country and western, Mississippi blues, Appalachian. When you play regional or folk music from the patient's life experience, you are respecting and affirming his or her history, identity, and worth. You may be conjuring distant family memories, reminding him or her of parents, siblings, and friends. The memories elicited by familiar music can be strong anchors, at times provoking feelings of melancholia, at others instilling joy. If a patient responds too emotionally, consider stopping and asking if you should continue. Don't be afraid to ask, then follow the patient's response. Most of the time, it will be okay if tears flow. Remember, there's a difference in chemistry between tears of pain and tears when peeling an onion. Your wisdom as a healing musician will grow as you gain experience. End of the first half of chapter 6.